Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Miss Holly. Happy Thursday. So welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where we are Southern, sassy, and psychic. I already have callers on the line. Thank y'all so much for listening to my show. I'm having such a good time doing this, and I can't wait to hear what we have going on this evening. All righty, let's go ahead and get started with our first caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Nice.
What did I do for you this evening?
My name's Nathaniel. I'm from California.
Nathaniel.
Well, I wanted to see if you could either get a message from the angels, or I'm not sure what you do, or do I need a question?
If you have a question on your heart, that helps. If you don't, that's okay too. We can just, is there any particular area in your life that you'd like some guidance with, or just a general reading, sweet pea?
Well, it's kind of a general, if you see anything coming up. I have two jobs right now, and I'm not sure. I have an eye injury I'm kind of worried about, but it seems to be healing, and I'm not sure. I have a possible lawsuit. I have a couple of lawsuits, but I don't know if I need to decide which a specific question or.
Let me see what the cards are gonna and the angels are gonna say to us. I do not do legal or health questions for legal reasons.
Legal purposes.
So.
Right.
Let me go ahead and pull what I've got going on for you. Just one second there.
Okay.
Where are you in California? Are you in Northern or Southern California?
I'm in West Sacramento, kind of south, and I'm in Bridgeway Lakes, and it's kind of a nice area.
It is.
I don't think. Oh, you know exactly where it is, huh?
I do. I had a friend that worked in Sacramento, and my identical twin sister, so she and I did a show last night. She lived in downtown Sacramento for a while. And so I went and visited her out there. It was pretty fun. So I love Sacramento. Great city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So I pulled a few cards for you. Let me tell you what I've pulled. The first card I pulled for you is Awakening. Okay. You need to embrace your uniqueness, but you need to take a step back, okay,
mm-hmm.
and look at things from a different angle. It will give you a fresh perspective, and you will get the clarity that you need.
Just step back and kind of like maybe just step out of yourself. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
It's telling me that you're stuck, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a temporary pause in the action, and you need to step back and try and look at it from a different angle, and that will give you the direction that you need. Is that making sense, Nathaniel?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm just kind of doing that today. I've been working and kind of struggling with two jobs, like I said, and really curious about eye injury. I got kind of blurry in the area, and I injured myself a couple months ago, and I could kind of see, but you know, when I look at the phone or the internet and try to read something, it's kind of weird. I have a, you know, I don't know what you call them, tracers or, you know, I don't know, but it seems to be better, but it's been a couple of months, so I'm hoping by, you know, 6 months or so, it's going to be back to normal, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they're not showing me anything about that, but I can tell you what they did show me. They've got the two of autumn, which is bring fun into everything that you do. juggling multiple priorities or jobs. An exceptional talent for multitasking. So, yeah, you're very good at multitasking. Here's the downside of that, though. You wear yourself thin. So you're not having a whole lot of fun right now.
No, I kind of haven't. I just moved up to Sacramento a year and a half ago, and my brother wanted, I lived with my brother for a while, and it really didn't work out. Him and his wife were very cruel to me, I think, and to some, I still have some stuff over there, but, you know.
Yeah. This is a time for you to take, you know, I know you've got a lot going on, but this is a time for you to relax a little bit and enjoy a little bit of life where you can. Okay? Because that's going to recharge your batteries. Your batteries are running on empty almost. And this is going to recharge
your batteries. I haven't been sleeping very deep or good, so that's kind of a part of it. And sometimes I work late.
But they're telling you that you need to give. Definitely, and you've got a lot of negative energy in where you are, in the place that you're staying. So I'm going to tell you. Yes. So I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody and say on this show at least once a night. This is going to sound 1950s housewifey, but it works like a charm. Vacuum your house. Vacuum everywhere in your house.
House or room, because I'm always cleaning up here. They have a maid, and I'm trying to clean up my room. There's some clutter I moved in the room, so I've been kind of cleaning up everywhere. I actually wash dishes and take out the trash and straighten up things a lot, and they're kind of happy with me, I think, for that. But
vacuum your area.
Okay.
It will get rid of a lot. So it'll lift the spirit.
It kind of cleans up the feng shui then.
Yeah.
Or the negative energy.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always been kind of a big vacuumer. I've tried a lot of vacuums. And I like vacuuming, I guess. I can, but I don't really. But
it
helps me to
really
kind of clean up the room. You know, when I vacuum, I kind of clean up the clutter because you got to get everything off the floor.
Absolutely.
I like vacuuming.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that things. You might also want to put a. They're telling me you put a bay leaf in your wallet.
A bay leaf. I've never heard of that. Where do you get bay leaves?
The grocery store.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it brings good luck, money, and health.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, you probably have lots of callers, so I guess I'll let you go.
I do. I'm sorry.
Oh, sweetheart. Thank you so much, sweetheart. You're great.
Thank you. Call me again. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Let's see who's next on our list. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. Very nice to meet you.
Hi.
Holly, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, and here's my question, if I may.
Sure.
I've been on a medical leave since January. My employer is getting tired of waiting for me to recover. And they basically told me that they might be administratively releasing me from my job maybe sometime this month. The good news, Holly, is I didn't know about it, but there's a group insurance that they say that I can continue to collect for 1 year, October 2021. And on the bright side, that would give me the opportunity to focus on my health. So do you see my employer administratively releasing me from my job, but then do you also see me continuing to collect my group insurance for a full year?
Yeah.
Yes
and yes.
On both counts?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So are they going to, basically they'd be firing me. So would they be firing me in a few weeks or so?
I'm showing it's going to be by the end of this month.
Okay. And, but I'll still be able to collect my group insurance payments for one full year through October 2021.
What I got when I was talking with you was I pulled the 3 of summer card and the 7 of summer card. And what that tells me is the 3 of summer is all about good news and unexpected good news. So I'm going to take that as this group insurance situation.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is going to give you more time to focus on you, but it's also going to give you some time to what are they saying, to develop new opportunities for yourself.
Right. I believe that's true. And so my employers, the HR lady said I've done absolutely nothing wrong. The crime I've committed is I got very ill and they want to fill my position, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have tons of supporting medical evidence, tons. So they cannot dispute that. As long as I keep my group insurance for one full year, then I should be okay. And I think you're saying I'll keep it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me pull one more card just to double check. Mm-hmm. Generous
you pulled the number to pay for
it? Pardon me?
I'm sorry. Did you pull a card with the number 10?
No. I pulled the Queen of Autumn, which is even
okay.
Better.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm hard of hearing.
I switch between decks a lot, and right now I'm using a fairy deck because I like to, this time of year for the fairies. And this mm-hmm. is absolutely going to be a good time for you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? It's anxiety for me to keep thinking about them doing this. If they're going to do it, let's just get it over with and let me move on with my life and focus mm-hmm. on my recovery and my health. And if by giving me the group insurance for one full year, I'll be able to do exactly that.
Yep, absolutely.
And
that's
I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I am talking to an attorney. And he's keeping a close watch on all the events here. So
mm-hmm.
will I be representative or will it not be a situation where I will warrant representation?
I don't do legal questions for legal reasons, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, honey, please
okay,
don't
I
apologize.
Respect that.
No.
Okay.
Don't apologize. It's okay. All I can say is you're good. The angels tell me you're good. And
well,
I see silver
I have
around you. And what that tells me is that you're going to kind of, for lack of a better term, reinvent yourself.
That makes sense. And my telephone appointment with this HR lady is the 19th day of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, as I mentioned, I'm hard of hearing, and when you work in a call center, it's mandatory that you hear. So
mm-hmm.
she's aware that I'm waiting on my new hearing aids, and I reminded her in my latest email that I still have not received them. So, and with hearing aids, I hope you never need them like I do. But it's not a simple thing like going in to get a new cell phone. You walk out the door and say, have a nice day. They have to do adjustments. There's a trial period. It could take a couple months. So I'm suspecting that she's probably going to get very frustrated with me because it takes a while for the hearing aid situation to really be resolved. So maybe that's what will be the last straw, do you think?
I'm seeing that it's going to be a combination of the two, but they're also thinking that the hearing aids might not alleviate the problem to the level they need it to be alleviated to.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm now in a wheelchair due to the severity of my issues, and
mm-hmm.
It's not been a walk in the park, quite literally.
No.
And I became severely ill at work on the 14th day of January, and I couldn't walk. And I've been dealing with that ever since. So I'm a fairly smart lady. And,
you're more than fairly smart. You're very smart.
And I'm naturally very polite and exhibit kindness towards everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they like me. But mm-hmm. I think they would just want to fill my position. After I'm well in a year, then I'd like to work again. But I think it's just going to take a long recuperation. And I think that I don't want to go through the anxiety anymore of them holding that over my head regarding what happened. Holly, was she sent me an email after our last talk, and she
mm-hmm.
said in her words, well, you stated that you're not going to be able to return with or without accommodation. And Holly, I never said that. Never. That would not be very smart of me. So I sent her an email back, and I was polite, and I said, no, that's not what I stated. I stated that I wanted to return, that my concern was that due to my physical chronic pain, that I may not be able to complete a call and have to forward it to another representative if I become overwhelmed with pain during the call. And then I would report it to my supervisor. So, and then I think what happened is she took a few steps back, and then she thought about it, and she thought, well, we better, she's protecting herself in the company is what I'm saying.
Yes.
But I've learned how to step up for myself as well. So it was smart that I said that. And so I have it in print that
mm-hmm.
I never refused to come back. And that we need to clear up this misunderstanding. So I'm glad I have that in black and white. But
absolutely.
Do you think, so we're going to talk on the 19th at 1 o'clock. And
mm-hmm.
so the separation, would that you don't think it'll happen on the 19th, but it'll happen by the end of this month?
It's going to happen by the end of the month. I'm not saying the 19th, but that's the way things are right now, okay? It could all change tomorrow.
All right.
So,
I think it'll be healthier.
I do want to say one thing to you. You are learning a lot during this process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to realize, pardon me, that's my pet going meow, wanting to get on my lap. But the thing that you need to realize is that this experience that you're going through it for a reason. And from what my mm-hmm. angels are telling me is that this would be a really good thing for you to help other people with once you get well.
I agree with you, and I had to advocate for myself to get my wheelchair for my medical insurance company because
mm-hmm.
my doctor wanted to put me in a wheelchair. It was in their data records, but they fought me tooth and nail, the DME department, and I knew what to say because I work in a healthcare environment, and
mm-hmm.
I'm an extremely kind person, but I had to say, I just spoke to Susie Q, and please retrieve that call and listen to it. I knew what to say, and I knew to say, contact Department of Insurance. I knew what to say. So I am proud that I was victorious, and I actually told this medical insurance company that I'm with, you need to look at this department because I'm afraid that other patients who are in dire need of this have been refused, and I'm worried about them. So, in my spiritual record, that's on file, and I hope that they did look into that. I don't know whether they did or not, but I did not give up, and I knew what to say, but most people don't know what to say.
Most people do not know what to say, and you may have just made yourself a new career.
Yeah, but it wears on me because I'm a humanitarian and I'm very empathetic. And so I'm very thankful to them for hiring me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame I got ill, but that's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. But I do want to tell you, there are ways to guard yourself as an empath from getting overwhelmed with these feelings. I'm going to be starting to, if you go to Good Golly Miss Holly on Facebook, I have a group there. I'm going to start teaching classes in November about this type of stuff, and also teaching you how to take your passion and make a career out of it, because I'm in the process of doing that myself, because this is only my fifth
oh,
radio
wonderful.
Show.
I will go to Facebook and look into that. Okay. And I really appreciate you, and I think I'll probably feel a healing after they move forward with their creative phrasing of administrative separation, which means
mm-hmm.
they're firing me. And I've learned the hard way. I've been way too kind and easygoing. You can still be kind. Boundaries and get people's attention.
Absolutely.
That's what I've learned, and I do love to help people. But thank you, Holly. It was really a privilege. I've never talked to you before, but it's an honor.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to talk to you too. I hope I see you in my class. You have a good day, and God bless. And just know that the angels have got your back, and you're going to do fabulously. Actually.
Okay. Well,
okay.
God bless. And I'm sure we'll talk again sometime.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How can I help you?
Yes. Hello, Holly. Can you hear
Hi.
Me okay?
Yes.
Hi. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Regina.
Okay. Hi, Regina.
Hi. And I want to see, could I get a general?
Sure. Do you have any questions in particular or any area that you want to focus on?
It's always down to two. It's always career or love for right now. Just whatever you can pick up.
Okay. Regina, are you in Georgia?
Yes.
Me too. We have the same area code, honey.
Oh, really? Cool.
I was like, ooh, I've got somebody from home here. All righty. Okay. Let's see what we can pull for you. Let's see what the angels are saying for you tonight. Let's see. Okay, so I've pulled the sun. That's a good one. Ten of Winter, kind of a good one. We'll have to see where that takes us.
Okay.
Seven of Spring. Oh, I see where this is going. This is about your career. This is so about your career. Okay. So I pulled the Seven of Spring and the Eight of Winter. So the first card I pulled is the Sun. And this is all about your plans working out perfectly, amazing ideas that lead to rewards and accommodations, and gratitude for the blessings of life. You are a very gracious person. You like to say thank you. You like to say thank you to the Lord. You like to stay focused
and
stay right in the spirit, I think is the right term. Get your spirit right. Is that right? Am I doing that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. Okay. I gotta thank my dear friend Ashley for that, because she was always telling me I needed to get my spirit right when I was working with her. She was just awesome. So you are one of those people. So be aware of that. There is going, you've got some difficulties right now at work. They are going to be resolved. Know that that's going to happen by Christmas. Okay. But you know what you do? You tend to take on the weight of the world and everybody else's problems and make them your own. You a mama bear. Yes.
It depends on who it is. I mean, of course I have kids, of course, but, you know.
No, but I'm talking about
I'm
people who are not, that you did not give birth to, Regina.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. We do not take on the whole world. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
That's true.
It is not our job to take on the whole world.
Right.
And I'm speaking more to me than to you because I am equally as guilty of this.
Okay.
So when you take on the whole world and you start solving everybody else's problems, two things happen. Okay. The first one is you get worn out and your problems don't get solved. And number two, the people that you help do not appreciate it and they don't grow. If we fix everybody else's problems, we are not helping them grow in life.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a very bitter pill for me to swallow. That's why I know what I'm talking about here because if I just do this, and my husband had to say to me, no, we're not doing that. Okay. The other thing, the seven of spring is you need to be more assertive. You're pretty assertive, but when you're challenged, you tend to back down a little bit. You are a woman of faith, my dear. Don't back down from what you believe. Don't do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know people are going to say, well, that doesn't apply to me, or you don't know what you're talking about, or blah, 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 blah. Okay? Well,
right. Mm-hmm.
You do know what you're talking about, and they are on crack. Okay?
Yes. You're right.
So you stick to your guns. You stick to what you believe, because the Lord has got your back.
Good.
Let me ask you a question. Are you familiar with the prophetic at all?
Somewhat.
Has anybody ever told you you have a prophetic gift?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, you're hanging out with the wrong people. Just so you know. You have a very strong gift to be able to help people hear God's word. And that is a passion of yours.
No, I've never been told that. Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know who you've been hanging out with, but you need to hang out with other people. Because I'm getting it very, very clearly. Of course, this is what I do for a living. But, yeah, you have a really strong prophetic gift. You can see into people's hearts, and that's why you want to fix everybody, because you see the brokenness there.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And that's so funny, like the last caller, you know, she's gone through a whole lot, and not saying I've been there physically, but I have been there emotionally. I have been there, you know, financially as well, and especially happened to me like 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a divorce. I lost two jobs and my son illness all in 1 or 2 months. Like it can be like that.
Yep.
And then it took 2 years for my son to recover from the seizures. It took 2 years for me to get a job. I mean, it's just, and I'm in the process, of course, losing my house, too. I was about to lose my house. I mean, because I didn't have any income coming in. Only thing I had was child support, you know, and that's a struggle with the ex-husband at the time, but we're still not on good terms. But, you know, it is what it is. And so I just feel like, but I have been told that the experience that I did go through, I need to voice it. I need to share it. because I've been in that place. You know,
you've been in that place and you have survived.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't lose faith.
No. It was wavering, though.
But you know what? It's okay to say it was wavering. It's okay
yeah.
to say that.
Yeah. And most people probably would have gave up. Like, I'm done. I can't. Nope. I just, like, turn your back on God. Turn your back on what you believe in. Easy. But I just kept persevering. I'm like, nope. No, I know it's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. I know I'm going to get out of this. It just seemed like I don't know when at the time when I was going through all that, but now I see. And I'm
yeah.
doing better than I ever was, you know,
mm-hmm.
than I was before. I'm like, wow, you just don't see it when you're going through the storm.
No,
you know?
But you've got to see that there's a light. And sometimes.
Yes.
And what's so interesting about you, that there really wasn't a person that was a light for you when you went through this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you don't have to let other people go without a light. That doesn't mean fix them. That means teach them. I am all
right.
about teaching. I am all about empowering people. Okay.
Okay.
When we
mm-hmm.
fix someone, we do not empower them. We put a Band-Aid
right.
over a gaping wound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, right.
When we
yep.
empower somebody, when we say, go here, look at this website, call this person, you know, get your butt out of the seat and find a job. I'm going to be here at 9:00 in the morning. We're going to take you and you're going to fill out applications. That's
uh-huh.
empowering somebody.
Of course.
Okay?
Of
you
course.
Did that for yourself.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But you
I,
can
I
see into
no
people's
choice.
Hearts, and you know what the Lord wants them to know. You know
yeah.
it right down deep in your soul.
That you're right. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So
I do.
You need to study up on becoming giving prophetic words to people.
Okay, I would definitely do that.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you. Thank you,
Holly. You're welcome. God bless. It was fun talking with you.
It was fun talking to you, too. And we
go, Georgia girl.
Thank
woo-hoo!
You.
All
right. I know, right?
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Oh, my gosh. All right, who's next? Let's see who's
next. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Very nice speaking with you.
Well, thank you. It's very nice speaking with you, too. May I have your name, please, so I can address you properly?
Oh, sure. I'm Michelle.
Michelle. Okay.
Yes.
Michelle, what can I do for you this evening, dearie?
Yes, I wonder if you could give me some insight.
Mm-hmm.
I have a relative, how would I say, spiritually, she kind of keeps showing up in maybe past relationships that I've had. Like if I had a former schoolmate, then she's become friends with them. Or like if on my husband's job, she ends up working there. It's just like I'm somewhere near something, she ends up showing up relationship wise, and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, your angels are saying not only no, but oh heck no, as far as she's concerned. It seems like you are a very, very, strong personality, and I don't mean that in a bad way. You have a big light around you. Okay? Does that
okay.
make sense?
Yes.
And there are a lot of people who want to be around you because you make them feel good. You make them feel important. However,
okay.
this person is not, she's attracted to your light, and she keeps coming around into your, not into your immediate sphere of influence, but like on the edges of it, to try and
yes.
get nearer to you. Okay. She doesn't
okay.
mean any harm, but she's kind of a hot mess. Her
okay.
life is did not turn out the way that it was supposed to. And she thinks that you can fix her. I'm getting lots of people who fix people tonight. Tonight is the let's fix everybody night. Because you're a fixer too.
Yes, but I'm learning to let go now because I'm not. I'm paying the price. So.
Yeah, you know there is that Disney song, "Let It Go." We need to let it go. Okay.
Yeah.
You're another one that holds on and you know, oh, it's gonna be okay, baby, and yeah, we're gonna get through this, and oh, it isn't that bad, Michelle. Sometimes it is that bad. Okay.
Okay.
Or worse. Or worse, just so you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
that's not your fault. That's their making, and they need to clean it up.
Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do people come to your house sometimes? Well, not so much with COVID. And they tell you all their, you know, problems and stuff, and then they say, oh, thank you so much, bye. And they feel like $1 million, and you feel like, you want to go kick the dog?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an empath, and you're also an intuit, which means you can see what other people are feeling. Okay. So I'm going to give you some tips that for people who are listening tonight are very familiar with me giving to people because I do it all the time. So the first one I want you to do is, I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, but you need to vacuum your house. You need to vacuum it regularly because that will get rid of the negative energy in your house. It will get all rid of all that oof that other people come and dump on you. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing is go to the dollar store or wherever, get a couple of really cute little bowls that you like. Okay? And
okay.
put some and sea salt in there and put them by your doors. And you're having problems sleeping, they're telling me.
Okay.
Put some of that salt by your bed, on your bedside table. That'll help get rid of the negative stuff that's entering in your dreams. Because you seem a little stressed. Not a little stressed, you're a lot stressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't let it go.
Okay.
So you need to let it go. So let me ask you another question. Do you like rose or lavender better?
Lavender.
Okay. So do you have a bathtub?
Yes.
Okay. Get some lavender bath salts. If you will notice, there's a theme here with salt. Salt gets rid of negative energy. And take yourself, when you start feeling icky, you know, like the whole world is on your shoulders, take a lavender salt bath. And what I want you to do is to visualize all that negative stuff being pulled off of you by the salt and the lovely lavender scent, and it goes down the drain. And you come out fresh and clean and happy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what should I do with this relationship? Should I do anything with it?
No, just let it be. You just
okay.
need to protect yourself from her. She doesn't mean any harm. I mean, I would tell you if she does, but she just
okay.
She's just like this great big ball of sunshine, and her life is like, you know. Have you ever seen the cartoon? I don't know how old you are, but I'm of an age that there was a character that always had a black cloud over him, and it was raining all the time. I think his name was Chief Thundercloud when we were
okay.
kids. She's like that. It's constantly raining in her world. And she doesn't know how to get out from under this cloud. Basically, she just needs to get an umbrella and put it up. But she can't find the umbrella. She can't find anything. So she's looking for people to save her.
Okay.
So, you know, you might want to buy her an umbrella.
Okay.
Make it a cute one. And maybe she'll get the hint. But she's always going to be on the edge of things. That's just her role in your existence. And so, but it's not anything. I mean, your angels don't like her that much, but she's not harmful or anything. Okay.
All right.
She's supposed to be around the nice ball of sunshine that you are, Michelle.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
God bless. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. And let's see who we've got next.
Cool.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Oh. I'm glad to see you. What can I do for you this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I've been calling into your show just to let you know for like the last week or two, and I have not been able to get through.
I'm sorry. I tend to talk a lot, if you haven't noticed.
No, your show is getting, it's popular, if I can't get on.
Well, we are a work in progress. I think this is my fifth or sixth show. So, and I'll be honest with you, all this technology, I'm so working it out. So y'all please bear with me. But anyway, okay, go ahead. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, so I like what you just told the last caller about getting some lavender salt. And I think I'm going to do that too to remove the negativity away from me. I will do that. Okay, so my thing is this. After the new year, I'm trying to see, I'm going to be getting my certificate in personal training, also to teach classes as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to decide, would this be a good idea to do this part-time, or should I just do it full-time? Maybe once or twice out the week just to teach other women. It's just some baby classes, like one of the gyms, once the whole COVID thing clears up.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so glad you called me. May I have your name, please, so I can address you properly?
Yes, it's Terry.
Terry. Okay, Terry. I have a friend, a dear friend, who lives up in Maine. Her name is Julia. And she got her training certificate about 3 days before COVID hit, bless her heart. So I'm going to say do it part-time, but I'm also going to say that social media is your friend, just so you know.
Yes.
Okay. And there is nothing stopping you from doing classes live on YouTube and getting a following.
Okay. Oh, that would be great. Okay. That's awesome.
And you can do it in the comfort of your home.
Yes. Okay. I never thought about it that way. Okay.
Yeah. Because to be honest with you, I'm going on YouTube live tomorrow for the first time. So doing
really?
What I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm 56 years old, and I am learning myself about all of this social media stuff, because this is not how I grew up, obviously. And so I am so glad, because most of the people that are on my show are my age, so we can just kind of all start this together.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. I'll try it out first, and I'll let everybody know how it goes.
Okay, I hope it goes well. I'm quite sure it will.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, but I definitely see you doing live classes. you know, and you can monetize that and, you know, get a website going. I mean, there's all sorts of options.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah.
Do not limit yourself to just in a gym.
Okay.
Because the world is changing, and let me tell you, there are all sorts of things going on that, you know, I know it's a terrible time for a lot of people, but it's also a time for you and a lot of people our age. We are learning to reinvent ourselves in this process. And there are a lot of butterflies coming out of cocoons, and it's just amazing. Just amazing. So I'm kind of excited to be a part of this time. So, but I can hardly wait, Terry. You've got to come back on, and you have to tell me how it goes. And I want to know what your YouTube channel is, because when you tell me your YouTube channel, I will tell people on my show to go work out with Terry. Okay.
All right, that's excellent. Yes. Okay, I'm happy.
I thought about it, but I will.
Okay, sounds good. I am going to do it.
Good. All righty. Thanks so much. Is there anything else I can do for you?
You know what? Okay, I'm intuitive myself, and I see different guys coming around, but I'm picky. You know, I'm older now, so I have not been in a relationship, I would say, within the last 10 years. That's by choice. That's just me, you know. I just called it quits after the last thing. But I keep picking up around the energy of a nice – he's younger than me. And I keep hearing age is nothing but a number. And I actually like him. I like him better than all the other guys that I see. They're coming, you know, I pick up some of the other energies that are coming around, but I like him the best. I like him the best. He's just a little bit younger, but he's very wise. But I like him more than any of them.
And the problem is what?
Oh,
what's the problem?
We haven't met yet. Oh, yeah, you know what? I haven't met him yet, but I think that it's like when I do meet him, it's like somebody's going to introduce me to him. It'll be like they invite me to something, and he's there.
Okay, so now you need your own show like mine, Terry, because you're as good as I am. So
When I move and get settled in, I plan on definitely I'll do a show. If it's not for a half an hour, maybe for about 15 minutes just to start off with, but definitely, yeah.
This guy, look for him to come around in January.
Okay, you see, oh, wow. Because I keep picking January. Is it this January or next January? Because I'll be ready next January. Not this January, but he's coming around this January?
I think so. And you are ready when the universe brings him to you.
Okay.
We cannot plan our entire lives, Terry. And you are planning.
You're right. I like him. Okay.
Okay. This is a go with the flow situation here, all right?
Nice. Okay, I'm keeping him.
So go with the flow.
All right, sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you. Nice, sweet pea. Have a good one. God bless. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Hello? Anybody there? 919? Are you there?
I'm just listening. You already did me. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. All right. I will put you on this one then. Okay. There we go. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. This is Holly. How can I help you?
Hi, Holly. This is Tamika. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you doing, darling?
Good. So good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. What can I do for you this evening?
I wanted to know, I don't know if I spoke with you about last Thursday. I don't think I spoke with you about it, but I had like a falling out with someone at my current job that I spoke to you initially about. And, you know, I knew that this was coming because there's so many things I'm uncomfortable with at this job. So, you know, the woman in me had words because she was trying to be a bully to me, and I had no choice but to stand up for myself, which I did not like the feeling. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm glad I stood up for myself, of course. But anyways, I don't know if it's going to happen again or if things are going to get better or not. I have a phone interview, a Zoom interview tomorrow from another company. And I'm just wondering what you see. If you see any changes coming up, should I leave? Should I stay? If it's going to get better, if it's not, when, if you see any changes.
Well, let me tell you what I pulled while we were talking, Tamika. Okay. I pulled the Queen of Spring, which is brilliant, loyal, talented, and friendly, which is telling me that this is all about you. And it's all about believing in yourself and that you need to believe in yourself. And there are people out there that want to help you. This Zoom interview tomorrow that you have, listen to what they have to say, because I think it's going to be good news for you. And if they offer you a position, I think you should take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little step up. Not a lot, but a little. But it will mm-hmm. lead to really good things. And you deserve good things because you've been kind of tentative about things recently, and you've got a lot on your plate that you don't tell anybody about.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, admirable, you know, because you take care of business and you don't gripe and moan and kvetch about it. Kvetch means, is Yiddish, and it means complain openly, loudly, constantly. So you need to give yourself some credit. You are much smarter than you think you are, and there are a lot of people who want to help you. And not because they feel sorry for you, but because you deserve the help. Okay? So when these people ask you if they can help you, there's no other motive behind it. There's no ulterior motive behind it at all, but the exception to help you. And you have got lots of new opportunities coming your way soon. And it is definitely time to take hold of those opportunities and to allow yourself to enjoy them because you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I should leave. Go ahead.
If they offer you a position and it's looking like they're going to, because I just pulled another card for you, and the card I pulled for you is the release card, and it's saying let go of the past, an ending that makes way for new opportunities, time to move on. I think it's pretty clear that you're not happy there. You're very uncomfortable in the position, and you're going to find something that is much, much more to your liking, and also it's going to be in a position that you're not going to be uncomfortable in. And they're not going to be Neanderthals, for lack of a better term, working around you, because you kind of feel like the only sane person in the asylum at times.
Yeah.
So get out of the asylum. I know it sounds more difficult. I know it's more difficult than, you know, I'm making it. I completely understand that. But seriously, get out of the asylum. And you're going to have an opportunity to do so. And it's going to change your life for the good.
Okay.
Don't doubt yourself.
All right.
Okay.
The income that they're offering is less. The income they're offering is less than what I'm making. You know, sometimes you want to wait to see if you get a better offer because you want to make more than what you're making. It's like less than what I'm making, I believe. And it's kind of like out of the way, which I would have to commute. But I don't want to be. I just feel like I'm very underestimated and underappreciated where I am. And
you
it's
are.
Not even being cocky. It's just they're just, I don't know what these women, I don't know. They're just like, they don't take me seriously.
Well, the thing about it is that these women are threatened by anybody who can speak in complete sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you, I mean, this isn't apples to apples. This is, you are an apple in a crate full of oranges.
I know, and I'm trying to stoop to your level to fit in, which I don't
No. We
I hate
do
it.
Not, no, darling. We do not stoop to anyone's level, and we do not lower our expectations or how we conduct ourselves to fit in with someone that is not behaving in a manner that we believe is fitting. You are a lady, okay? And you need to, and you pride yourself on that. You pride yourself on being a good person. You pride yourself on being a ladylike. You pride yourself on that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lower your standards for someone else. Just because they're all behaving like goodness knows what doesn't mean that you should.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know it's hard. Okay. I know it's hard. You know, but you are very smart, very intelligent, and you've got a good head on your shoulders. And these people that you're going to be interviewing with tomorrow are going to see that.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't doubt yourself and don't let what these people are telling you to influence how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, and that's another big reason why I think I need to go, because it is starting to do that to me.
Yeah. You know, misery loves company, okay? You don't have a miserable existence, but they do. You're not a hot mess, but they are. I can see it.
Yeah. But it's just, they're negative. They're really negative.
They
never moved on with their life.
Yeah, because they're very, very negative because they're caught in a negative cycle and they don't realize that in order to stop that negative cycle, they have to stop being negative themselves because they perpetuate. So we are about to run out of time, but I wish you all the best of luck tomorrow in your interview. If you have a green candle, burn it before your interview. And make sure that you are comfortable and grounded before you go on to that interview tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you in the less than a minute we've got left?
Well, I guess if you see anything with love and relationship, I haven't heard from Frank, the person I have feelings for. So I don't know if you see anything with him or with me with love, period, or what he's up to.
Let me see. Pull Justice. What else? Four of Autumn. I'm seeing that you need to move on. Someone new is going to come into the picture. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not seeing that until February. I'm sorry. I wish it was sooner. But I'm seeing February.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Good luck
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
God bless.
Right,
have a good
you.
Evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's everybody for this evening. Thanks so much, y'all, and good night. And thank you for going to Good Golly Miss Holly. Don't forget to follow the radio show and go to my thing on Facebook. Bye-bye.